Hello, I am Timmy Gard. I'm the Chief Growth Officer of Ardelis Health. You're listening to The Daily Dose with Ardelis Health. And today we have a very special guest, Dominic Mancini, who is the Vice President of Operations for OrganoBio. Dominic, if you could introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself and the company. We can get started.
Sure thing, Tim. Thanks for having me. As you mentioned, I'm head of operations, vice president of operations at OrganoBio. We've been around since 2018, and I've been with the company about 4 years. So really seen a lot of growth. We're headquartered down in Miami, Florida. But before joining Organa, I studied chemical engineering and spent much of my career focused on cell and gene therapy and commercialization of advanced medicines. So the opportunity came around to switch to OrganoBio and move down to Miami. And how do you say no to avoiding those Boston winters? Organa is really focused on supporting cell and gene therapy developers, both on the supply of critical starting materials, ancillary test services, clinical manufacturing, custom donor screening. Really, you know, we try to be an end-to-end solution provider, helping developers of these complicated medicines anticipate issues that they might not think of. And by doing so, save themselves a dramatic amount of time and money. The headwinds we're seeing, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute a little bit more, the market is tough right now for cell and gene therapy. So, you know, our main focus is how to get the most value for every dollar spent and keep people on their critical path so that at the end, you know, the patient benefits, right? These therapies are expensive. And if we can help drive down the cost, even a dollar, then that helps drive access. And that's our mission.
Dom, that was terrific. That was really good. So let's get started. It plays right into the first question, which is, how do you see the life sciences industry today relative to the commercialization of your products and services?
Well, I'd say life sciences is, on the whole, it's a very diverse industry, right? And so at a forum like JP Morgan, you'll see whole sections around small molecule or platform development or mRNA, and they all kind of evolve and grow independent of each other. So I would say that, you know, on the whole, we see increased demand for these advanced medicines and things in the life sciences industry. We're seeing a shift towards more small molecules. Obviously, things like Wegovy and Ozempic, right? Those have been huge names, household names that people would have thought, you know, a few months ago, what's a GLP-1 inhibitor? Now it seems like everyone knows what they are, right? On the contrary, right, cell and gene therapy has really taken a lot of hits. Probably because of the cost of deploying these commercial therapies. I think we're up to 43, maybe even 45 by now, commercially approved cell therapies. And we're looking at price tags of $1 to $3 million a dose, right, for a one-time potentially transformative cure. And so the market is really struggling to adapt and come up with ways to facilitate payment and reimbursement such that the investors who really fund these companies and get an idea from an academic institution all the way through to a BLA and a commercial launch, at some point they're needing to see return on that investment. And with the cost of these therapies being so high and then therefore the volume of doses sold being so low, the economics aren't really working out very well. That said, OrganoBio has been really nice and diversified and able to weather that storm. You know, we don't just supply cell and gene therapy. We also supply developers of vaccines. And so doing clinical service support and PBMC processing, things like that, allow us to kind of weather the storm and handle some of the ebbs and flows that we believe are coming in the years to come.
Thank you. That's really terrific. You recently attended the World Vaccine Conference in D.C. last month. What did you see as some of the hot trends? What were you hearing? What were the hot topics? And how does that, you know, relate to what your business is?
World Vaccine Congress, you know, that was interesting. It was my first time going to that particular event. And so for me, I wasn't sure what to expect. But I did see a lot of discussion of democratization and decentralization. Right? So moving away from a few centers or clinical sites in a few key geographies to a more distributed approach. I saw not one, but two recreational vehicles, RVs, that were outfitted as collection sites for enrollment in clinical trials. So certainly a lot of buzz and trend around moving to a more distributed approach. I even saw a couple companies that were doing in-home enrollment, where they'll actually send a nurse or a phlebotomist to your home, really removing the barriers of access, especially for some of these more rare indications where there might not be a lot of eligible subjects to begin with, really making sure that you're able to get that enrollment target hit and get the data you need. And that really aligns well with what OrganaBio is doing on the PBMC processing side for supporting clinical trials, is supporting both a central lab approach where samples are sent to us at one of our locations, but also moving to support that distributed approach where we can set up either a brick and mortar lab or come up with a more temporary solution so that if there's an unmet need in a key geography, whether it be Atlanta or San Francisco, you name it, if your patients are there, your subjects are there, but you don't have a local lab that's able to support processing your clinical samples in the time frame that you've defined, then we're a good partner for you, right? We're happy to talk through that kind of use case with any developer of a vaccine or advanced medicine.
Terrific. And one last question for today. You know, the hot topic, the hot trend we're all trying to figure it out is artificial intelligence, AI. Is OrganaBio doing anything right now? Are you allowed to talk about anything? And what are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. I think that to not be thinking about it and not be utilizing these tools is a mistake, right? Because they're everywhere. They're in our home life. They're in our personal life. They're buried in the search engines we use, whether we realize it or not. And so, you know, at OrganaBio, we're absolutely leveraging things like Microsoft's Copilot to maintain intellectual property and maintain, you know, information sensitivity within our organization. We're using it to take notes and minutes in meetings. We use it to transcribe and summarize meeting minutes so that we don't have to have a program or a project manager in every single forum. It allows us to suggest action items for following up. It allows you to streamline business process automations, things like flows and building dashboards. So, you know, we really leverage it to drive efficiency across every level of the organization and certainly at the interfaces between departments. And then externally, I think it can start to be used to, you know, get better insights with your market, things like marketing, things like client outreach, stuff that used to take a lot longer, right? That first draft is often the hardest, and allow you to put something together that you can quickly then review and polish. And I think that that time savings is worth the price of these licenses, but it's yet to be seen what the environmental impacts are. You know, these things take up a lot of energy and they cost a lot of money. And so you're seeing power plants being built, right? So it'll be interesting to see how it continues to impact life sciences and just our society as a whole.
Good. Well, you've been terrific, Dom. We really appreciate your time. We thank you for participating in the Daily Dose with AH. And to our listeners, until the next time.